Watch, North Carolina, DHS begins arresting illegals in Operation Charlotte's Web. By Amy Furr on November 16, 2025. President Donald Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration reached Charlotte, North Carolina, on Saturday. Federal officials said agents were making arrests in the city as the effort to protect American citizens from illegal alien crime continues, Newsmax reported Sunday. In a statement, Assistant Homeland Security Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said, "Americans should be able to live without fear of violent criminal illegal aliens hurting them, their families, or their neighbors. We are surging DHS law enforcement to Charlotte to ensure Americans are safe and public safety threats are removed." Officials with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, have dubbed the surge Operation Charlotte's Web, per NBC News. Per the outlet, DHS said nearly 1,400 Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainers across North Carolina have not been honored, meaning those individuals were released back onto North Carolina's streets because of sanctuary policies. Video footage shows U.S. Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovina outside a store in Charlotte with other agents as they made an arrest. Several people filming them criticized what they were doing. One person said, "I bet you he was grocery shopping," to which Bovina replied, "Could be. Criminals grocery shop. They gotta eat, too." In a statement regarding the surge, Mecklenburg County Republican Party Chairman Kyle Kirby criticized Democrat leaders, saying they have abandoned their duty to uphold law and order and were also demonizing the brave men and women of federal law enforcement, per the Newsmax report. "Let us be clear, President Trump was given a mandate in the 2024 election to secure our borders. Individuals who are in this country illegally have nothing to fear," he added. Several Charlotte officials and community leaders said they would resist the immigration crackdown in their area, and they characterized it as an invasion. The Associated Press, AP, reported on Friday. According to the NBC article, community organizations reported a heightened presence of Immigration and Customs Enforcement and CBP officers across multiple corridors, including South Boulevard, Archdale, Arrowwood, Central Avenue, Rosehaven, and Sharon Amity, beginning early Saturday morning.